Hey there, audio listener. Are you tired of your old bed sheets? I don't have anything I can do for you because bed sheets don't sponsor this show. But I would like to tell you about gold. Really more of a golden opportunity. Join Mug Club at loudwithcrowder.com/mugclub. It's the only reason that this show is actually available, audio version that you're listening to, or on YouTube. And we have a full daily show that you don't get access to anywhere else. So if you want to continue enjoying this show, change my mind, or the like, or if you just like to hate listen, you like to hate watch. People do that. I have a punchable face. Please do consider supporting at louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. Join up today and you'll be a better person for it.
Excuse me. That's enough. Now, when you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. It's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey,
all right,
it's okay.
We're going to have another fight with you.
Leslie, okay. It's okay. In the meantime, I'm president and you're not.
Is it all Mr. President?
I don't know. Do I seem rattled?
That's disgusting.
Did anyone get it right, by the way, the intro, what it's inspired by?
No, I was just thinking about that.
Oh, I don't think anyone did.
Oh, yeah, you threw that question out.
It was Marie Soleil was a French Canadian. Je m'appelle Marie Soleil, bonjour. And then you go over and see all the birds and the trees.
Very well known.
Yeah, even though I don't think she ever saw a farm in her life.
She was
a chain-smoking French lady who likely engaged in all sorts of acts of degeneracy, as the French do.
Yes, they're known.
Speaking of which, we will be talking about cuties today. We're going to be talking about the Lancaster riots, which you would surprise. Like, how can anyone cover them?
Yeah. It's terrible.
If they have cameras, they shouldn't have anything to plug them in.
No.
Amish country joke. And we have also the LAPD, who's been defunded. We'll be talking about that. And we'll be teaching the Hodge twins Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, nice.
How are you, half Asian Bill Richman?
Glad to be here.
Yeah? You still on no caffeine?
Yeah.
Do you feel it creeping up on you now?
I mean, I feel other things. They're all negative.
Oh, right.
Not that one.
A bunch of negative feelings.
That's my lawyer.
He had a good weekend.
I had to get prepped for this cuties show. Of course I'm freaking out.
That's true. That's barely true. Legal coming up. How are you, Gerald A?
I'm doing well.
Good. Button up that top button. Quarterback Garrett is here.
Hey, good morning.
And Audio Wade. Okay, so we have some things to get. Let me ask you this. First off, do you think we're going to be seeing more riots or cop ambushes specifically? We've gone from riots in general now to cop ambushes like you've seen in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And this is nothing new. You know, this happened in Los Angeles after Rodney King. And my grandfather actually was in the Air Force. He was a colonel in the Air Force and would run reconnaissance with snipers on the rooftops during the Detroit riots.
Yeah.
Don't expect John Boyega to teach you about that in that motel film.
No. Detroit riots. It's not covered there?
No, and black police officers had to ride home in unmarked cars with protection in the Detroit riots. My dad watched the tanks go down Cadieux Road sitting on a mailbox. He was short, late bloomer. So I want to know if you expect to see more of this, and I want to see really quickly before we move into the Lancaster protests, see what they're covering on CNN. And what is it? Pfizer CEO and my company declined funding for vaccine research. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you that really quickly. The reason they're declining federal funding for the vaccine research is so they can be independent and provide it hopefully more soon without you accusing Donald Trump of politicizing
Trump stooge.
Just like Hickenlooper accused Donald Trump, I believe it was Hickenlooper, one of those second-rate DNC candidates, accused Donald Trump of politicizing the wildfires while saying, the only way, I quote, the only hope we have of putting out these wildfires is voting Joe Biden.
I do enjoy how you can switch between different sites and they'll go from Donald Trump sends billions to vaccine research, funds cronies in the pharma industry. And then you go to the next page and it's like, Donald Trump refuses to support pharma and hardworking
science accelerates vaccine trials by cutting through red tape.
Oh.
I'm confused. You should be. Brian Stelter's straight. I told you. More confused yet? Yes, very. It's our job.
It's
Speaking of confusion, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Okay, so this was Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I want to make sure that I'm correct
right.
about that.
Yes.
But Amish folks there. I performed in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Early on, one of the first shows that I'd ever done.
Really?
On
Amish
the road
country, huh?
Was yeah. Italian Villa East.
Hmm.
And I was left there by my ride. I was opening for him.
Oh, no.
Yep. I shouldn't
was
use
it
his
a
name.
Horse
Jeff
buggy?
Norris was his name. He left me in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and a waitress from Applebee's had to drive me to the bus stop. So,
that's nice of her.
Thank you, Fallon. Her name was Fallon.
Nice.
I hand to God.
That's nice.
Hand to God.
I mean, you know you're in a bad spot when it's an Applebee's waitress
oh,
who
man.
Has to rescue you.
Yeah,
well,
she's like,
all right, I guess so.
In the realm of actors, I'm a 4. In the realm of touring stand-up comedians who appear in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm a 9. So getting a lift wasn't too hard. Just turned on the old Crowder charm, which was, please, please, this guy, this hack left me here. There's nothing here.
I'm going to starve.
Except in Applebee's.
Okay, so these were the rioters, the protesters in Lancaster. I want to show you them first. They were upset, of course, after a police officer shot a man, and we always know that that, of course, is racism.
Yeah. Right,
here's what they had to say about it.
All that piece was just done. Results. And at this point, these young people here are going to get it one way or another.
Honestly, the way I feel, you kill my cat, I kill your dog.
Look at that white guy.
Wow.
Why is the He's youngest zealous. Son from Home Improvement banging on the back of that horse trailer?
That's He's where he angry. Is. We always wondered where he
oh,
went.
Oh, my
anger.
Gosh.
Where are they now?
So this is, of course, the narrative, and this, of course, sets off riots. Like I said, send
Every
me
time.
One. Send me one video. One video of a completely just cut and dry lynching, like we're talking
yeah.
about. That's the narrative
yeah, yeah.
right now. I haven't seen one. I've seen cops act poorly. I've seen cops have bad training. I've never seen a clear-cut situation. In the last 6 months, I shouldn't say
right,
never,
yeah.
but recently with all these riots, you know, this is the new season of riots. I haven't seen anything even close to what you guys claim. Let's go to the one here so you know what happened. The guy's name was Ricardo Munoz. A woman was fleeing the house and he was chasing her with a knife. This cop
yeah.
is a hero, but just like, by the way, with Jacob Blake, where we don't care about the fact that the woman was sexually assaulted, had a restraining order, an active warrant, and then
right.
said, hey, by the way, the guy who sexually assaulted me, he's back here. The
yeah.
cop said, thank you for doing the right thing. We'll be there to protect you. In this case, a woman is being chased by a man with a knife, but let's forget about Me Too. The officer's not supposed to do anything. Here's the body cam footage.
Get back, get back.
And the man is chasing with a knife. Now let's go. We'll see a freeze frame here. Hold it.
Ah.
He's not only holding a knife, he's making a war face. That's like Daniel Day-Lewis in Last of the Mohicans.
Yep. He definitely looks serious.
Yeah, he's in the air. It's an action move.
Wow, and we have sucks. Riots and protests. And
yeah.
expect,
yeah.
by the way, this to be brushed under the rug. Just like Rayshard Brooks that kind of
oh, yeah.
went away. Because
yeah.
they thought, well, you know what? The American public is going to be on board with us because all he did was aim a gun at a cop's face, beat the crap out of them. And it wasn't a real gun. It was a taser. Then Americans said, I think beating the crap out of an officer and aiming a taser at his face is enough. And they said, you know what? Let's forget about that one. Here's Jacob Blake. And once people say, you
right.
know what? I think a restraining order for a would-be rapist going back to the house, stealing the keys of the woman that he allegedly raped. I think, you know what? That's fine. Well, hear about this one. They'll go, you know what? The guy was chasing a knife, screaming like Xena, the warrior princess, going, I think, okay, here's and they'll bring you another one.
Just It yeah. just keeps happening. I love that they released the body cam video because they're like, oh, you guys have a problem with this? This is like, what, 2 days later or,
yeah.
or very, very soon after? Here you go. Here's the video.
Yeah, just
go
see
for it.
It.
I think that's what they're learning.
Well, that's
they
not what they're
do.
Supposed to do right away. They're supposed to be a process, but they're going.
They have
crap.
To.
At this point,
yeah.
they have to release it.
They're burning down the sites from Witness. We won't have any more visitors go and see where we shot Witness out here, so we need to release this footage to protect these historic landmarks in Lancaster.
You know, and that's what's incredible, that they're in the call for justice. They're actually making sure that justice is not done. So
right.
instead of actually doing investigations, they're doing it the wrong way. Now, I know, you know, the way that we approach these, especially on the show, is we talk a lot about how these officers are and how they're showing it. But what's really interesting is that these officers, every single one of them, even in the most justified homicides. These officers are traumatized. They don't want to shoot anyone.
Yeah, that's the last thing they
want
to do.
Send these videos out. They want to respect the family. If that guy had a family, brother, sister, children, they would normally not release that. They would go out there and try and talk to the family first, and then over the course of time, it would get out. But now they're being forced to stop riots by showing the video. Did you know last night there were reports that those rioters who were out started to get the body cam, and they were like, oh.
Yeah.
And some of them were starting to, like, some of them
this
were like, I gotta walk away.
Why didn't you send in a social worker? He's a product of the system.
It was just a deep fake, right?
Yeah, really. Well, I didn't know that we needed to learn this lesson again, but the lesson from this, don't chase a police officer with a knife.
Well, yeah.
Should be.
I mean, that should be the lesson at the end of the day.
But I guess the lesson from the left is that women of color don't need protecting, and we should lengthen the police response times. And as long as the man is of color, if you are a woman of color, just take the raping and shut up.
Yeah. Well, rock beat scissors, so maybe use a rock.
Oh, by the way, speaking of scissors, this guy Munoz had a history of being particularly stabby. He stabbed four people in 2019, including a teenager. Now, this is where people say, why are you bringing that up? That's not relevant. It is relevant. It is relevant because this is a call, right? A distress call. It's not the same as some random pullover. How many times have we found out that there's a distress call and they go, by the way, this is a guy, kind of his calling card is like, they call him the stabby bandit. And the cops are like, oh my God, it's a stabby bandit? Well, I better be prepared. And we don't take that into context. Stabbed four people, including a teenager. At a certain point, can we admit that people like Jacob Blake, that people like Munoz here, meaning people who commit these crimes, I'm talking about protecting their victims who are also people of color before you start your you people bullshit. Can we admit that people who repeatedly commit violent crimes and flagrantly disregard arrest warrants, restraining orders, that there needs to be something done and it needs to be forceful? If we can all agree that some kid with a baggie of weed shouldn't spend years behind bars, can we all agree that someone who has a history of serial violence should probably never be out in a way that doesn't mark them so everyone knows that they're a threat to society? I don't know what you do at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
He served his time, but he stabbed four people, served some time, came out, stabbed more people, served some more time. I think I'd like to know before I start hiring him to bag groceries.
Well,
it's really hard to get out of the system. Well, it's really hard to get the knife out of my spleen. So, you know, we both have things we gotta deal with, prick.
Well, you should bear the burden, Stephen, of his choices.
Well, and the police officer, I don't know if you saw the video, he was walking up to the house very calm, you know? Everything was, like, he understood he had a scene that he was going to make sure people were okay, but he wasn't, like, guns drawn going in. Like, if this guy had shown up at the door holding the knife, just standing there, he'd been like, sir, drop the knife,
drop the knife.
You know, he would have, like, this would have ended totally differently than running out, like, trying
out,
to go after somebody like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, well, Freddy Krueger has claws for hands, so that's a horrible film reference. It would have accepted Michael Myers or Jason.
They're sharp, jerk.
The unauthorized Lorena Bobbitt.
He has five knives.
Lorena Bobbitt. By the way, if you're watching this on the YouTube, of course, do subscribe to Android and Apple. There are audio versions available where you can download anywhere. Leave us a review and listen for the secret word. And we'll tell you how to come back and play that game and get a lock of Gerald's hair. Okay.
Dang it.
So we have this, of course, happening. We're about to get to the LAPD situation, which was an ambush against police officers.
Was that the sheriff's or the PD? I think it was the sheriff's.
It was the sheriff's?
I think it was the LASD. Sheriff's.
The LASD. I apologize. Los Angeles.
Is important there.
No. The LAPD, they were shot last week. No,
right.
This is a week.
There's so many. Yeah, it's hard. Let's just call them all racist pricks, including the black ones.
Well, right. Especially
any officer wearing the blue. I don't care if I don't care if it's justified. You're the little Timothy Oliphant. It doesn't matter. You're a racist. And we want no part of you. Speaking of which, we're going to defund you by $150 million, which is what they did in Los Angeles. That also brings us to, the latest installment here. A&E, a lot of people were mad. Okay. And your pressure, your sort of boycott forced them to bring back not the old iteration of Cops, but the new iteration. So
remake.
We have a preview here of A&E's new series, No Cops.
Tonight on No Cops. Stay tuned for more No Cops.
man.
It's not as compelling. There's no third act.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Steven, you always told me about the arc. You gotta have the story arc.
Take it up with A&E. At least with the cops, there was an act. You know, there was a middle, and there was a third. There was a climax. But this just sort of happens.
Yeah, well, that sound will help him as he's dying. Like, it's a very calming sound. The phone ringing. And nobody answering to help.
Just feel like I'm a fly in a systemically racist wall.
I do appreciate the realism, though, right?
Yes,
I mean, it was very,
yes.
very accurate.
Yeah. Every
no
episode,
uncanny valley. Yeah.
Every episode is a cliffhanger of No
it
Cops.
It really is. Very much a cliffhanger.
For about,
until you read the police report.
Yeah, 0.2 seconds in.
How
yeah.
long does it take to bleed out from a stabbing with no 911 answer? Yeah. The report says about 9 minutes.
Oh, well, at least you're listening for 9 minutes.
It's you know, it's all about, ring. Like they say, it's all about the cross-platform promotion with
it's
No
true.
Cops. They want to send
true.
People to the website to read the police report so it sends them back in. They sign up for the mailing list. It's a No Cops Ponzi scheme is what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go to the L.A. So it's not LAPD. It's L.A. Sheriff's Department.
I'm pretty sure it's the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Okay. L.A. officers. Let's go with two Los Angeles officers. We're ambushed. I believe we have the B-roll here by a gunman. Watch. Walks right up. Shoots them. Runs away. That is a short guy, too. Looks like a kid. Yeah. Looks like the guy from Willow.
It's not the worst thing you could say.
I mean, he didn't even have to aim down. You know, you'd shoot a lot. That's, like,
yeah,
he didn't have to aim down in a window.
Right, right.
He didn't have to get
like
prone.
He had to
or
almost
crouch.
Aim up.
Yeah, he almost had to aim up. Gosh. Like, you tall, racist motherfucker. And aim has gone up.
It was two little rascals.
Yeah. Yeah, just
it was buckwheat.
Like one and a half little rascals.
Okay. So then after this, what happened was you had Black Lives Matter protesters who were trying to go visit, they claimed. They wanted to go
right.
visit who they referred to as the murderers, the officers in the hospital with some of them yelling, we hope you die. Here you go. Here's a clip.
Hey! Yo! Fuck you! I hope they die, motherfucker! These are kids, motherfucker!
Now, here's the thing. You can go to Reddit Politics or HuffPo and they'll be saying, only one person said that. Well, here's the deal. Nowhere else outside of a Black Lives Matter Antifa protest would one person say, we hope you die, mother effer, to someone who was an attempted assassination with other people going,
yeah.
Like, clearly, everybody
Comedy
agrees. Central roast.
Yeah, and there was at least one other person who wanted him to die, the guy with the gun.
Right.
That's true.
At least
the same guy.
Though we don't want to jump the gun too soon. We can't ascribe motive.
That's true. I'm sorry.
It we
was,
don't know.
That's my fault.
Very confused. Thought it was a shooting range. They didn't. Oh, my gosh.
Shooting range. Like,
this is why you got to follow the rules. Range is hot. Range is not hot enough. Otherwise, jeez. You'll shoot two off.
And these targets are so hot. I don't know how to. Like,
he forgot his step stool.
It is unreal. What is this right now? Hold on. Let's go to CNN really quickly. GOP battles for votes in crucial Pennsylvania county. Hey, is there something else going on in Pennsylvania, CNN?
Maybe.
Has it been mentioned at all? I haven't seen anything this morning.
I looked.
I've seen Hickenlooper go up there and say our only chance to put out these wildfires is to elect Joe Biden. I don't know. How about you stop the arsonists who lit some of the fires and allow us to burn away some of the brush, which you can't, burn away some of the vegetation-controlled burns like we used to.
Thanks,
let your state build some dams so you can actually have access to water. That's a start. By the way, are we going to blame record crop yields and record lake high levels on Donald Trump for climate change? Ask Governor Whitmer about climate change, son of a... All right.
You're doing good.
And this is just so you know, they were saying, they were like, we want to go visit those murderers. And I said, well, you can't. Like, this is a public hospital. First off, I don't think you know how it works. Second, you really don't know how the COVID rules work. Because my wife was paralyzed, they wouldn't let me go visit her because my mother happened to be the one who dropped her off.
Right.
Do you know how I ended up visiting her? I have a French-Canadian mother who gets stuff done.
She does.
Have
she
I
does
told you this story? My wife was there with she had the GBS we talked about. We didn't know what was going on. She was paralyzed from the waist down. And so I'm finished doing the show. I go in to visit my wife. And I say, hey, I'm here to see my wife. They say, oh, yeah, sorry, 24 hours, you can't. And I said, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to. So they said, no, you can't. And I said, okay. So I went and I sat down. I texted my wife. I said, listen, they're saying that I can't visit you. I don't care if I end up on the nightly news. I'm going to get in there. But how long do you think you're going to be here? Because I'm only going to get in there once. And she goes, she says, well, just hold on. I'm going to have your mom talk to them. I swear to you, I wait 5 minutes. The doors swing open. A man in a surgeon mask comes out. And I just see behind him for a fraction of a second my mother standing there like this, tapping her foot with, if you know my French-Canadian mom.
Yeah.
I see him, and he goes, that your mom? I said, yeah. He goes, I go in. And my mom just read. She just argued, and she's just foreign enough that they're just like, all right, we don't know what she's going to do.
Let him in.
But can you believe this? These guys, they said, we want to go visit the systemically racist murderers. Are you next of kin? Yes! I am the most nextest of kin.
You don't show up saying those things to get in the door. Maybe not being dressed like that and waving a flag and saying, I hope you die. But may we go in and see them, please?
And I wonder what their plan was when once they got in there.
I am listed as is emergency contact, as you will see, next of kin person.
I am his wife.
Don't question
it. Oh, my God.
Don't question it.
Yeah, these people.
You know, as a hate crime. The saddest part about that is that actually at some point, if you don't have definitions of gender or race or anything else to be able to describe people, anyone could walk in and go, no, that's totally my husband.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. All right.
Why are you carrying a brick?
If I don't have to show ID to vote, I definitely don't have to show it to go see my wife.
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to go in.
Well, why are you carrying a bowling ball with a candle in it? It's a religious
that's a strange
item.
Thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like a Sikh dagger and what have you. Go on in, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys have a light. I'm gonna.
Yeah, this is like a protester or somebody. I mean, just use a protester, right? Somebody doing a protest and they get shot, and it's like every like Donald Trump supporter showing up at the hospital, or anybody that's a Donald Trump supporter showing up and saying, "Yeah, I hope they die too." It's like, well, why? They didn't do anything. They were just sitting there. You can say that police officers or whatever officers are involved in this are murderers and that they're all racist, but cops that were literally sitting in their car doing nothing at the time, that haven't been accused of being the people that shot somebody in a racist torrent.
They're part of the system!
Right? Like, that's what I'm saying.
They're a part of the system!
That's not true.
They're a part of the system!
So are you.
They're a part of the system!
You ever notice
this is what would happen? Yes, exactly.
That's all it would be. Yeah.
You're a part of the system!
What system?
At the end
You're
of the day.
You're a part of the system!
At the end of the day.
All right, listen.
None
listen,
of this
listen,
peace,
listen,
no.
listen, listen, listen. All right, listen, listen. All right, listen, 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 listen. They're part of the system!
Okay. See, I thought you were going to go. I thought you were going to weave and you bop.
That's funny. Sometimes people say, like, why don't you show all the change of minds? But sometimes we should just release, like, the very few that we haven't released.
It's just that.
And it's just that. Say, you were part of the system!
Right, yeah.
Or, like, some guy sits down repetitive. And gives me his business card and is running for local Congress. Like, those are the only ones. Everything that's useful, we include.
Yeah.
But you're part of the system.
Even we were stretching with the COVID one.
Because
some of the arguments were totally irrational.
Most of the left arguments.
I don't know if you guys go back and watch that. There was a girl, very nice. She sat down and she was talking about COVID, and she was out there in Dallas doing everything, acting like it wasn't really a threat. And when I told her about the numbers, how they were inflated, she goes, oh my God, now you're making me terrified of COVID. I said, well, hold on, but I'm telling you, it's actually not as bad as she's like, but there's still COVID, though.
They're like,
some people you just can't get.
That's one we didn't include, yeah.
No, we did.
Are you sure?
There were so few logical arguments with COVID. We just took everything we had. We're like, here you go.
Throw it against the wall.
By the way, Donald Trump did I already tell people to hit the notification bell?
No, you didn't.
Hit the notification bell if you're subscribed on YouTube. Every morning at 10 a.m. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. This Tuesday, we're going to be doing the Donald Trump Town Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll toss to you guys. Do you want us to, as well, do the Thursday Town Hall? I know that not everyone here will be available for Thursday Town Hall. It came up so quickly. I don't really know what the Town Hall with Joe Biden is going to be. It's going to be one big glorified ad for Depends.
A lot of teleprompter communication going on.
Every time they pan to the ground, they're like, dry. Depends.
Wow.
Literally every month. It's a running commercial. It's amazing.
They go to the ground and it just shows, this is the leading pad. And then they show Joe Biden with that little blue dye.
I think he's a walking commercial.
He's so Democrat, he pees blue. No, sir, that's antifreeze. Who stopped?
It smells sweet.
That might do him some good at this point. Okay, so Donald Trump responded to this. Animals that must be hit hard. We have his tweet. If they die, fast trial death penalty for the killer. Only way to stop this. So seems like Donald Trump has been pretty clear on the ambush of the officers. And this is what, when people say, oh, both parties are the same. No, they're not.
Not at all.
Let's contrast this with Joe Biden's response. Weapons of war have no place in our community. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Okay, Joseph. Let me be clear here. He used a handgun, and it's in California where you already can't have high-capacity magazines. This is the whole point. By the way, criminals who invade your home, they often statistically travel in packs. They roam in packs or a school, if you will, or a gaggle. And so a 6-round wheel gun isn't going to get it done. Look at the reason that cops carry high-capacity magazines, because of the Miami shootout where they were outgunned by gang members who just were using semi-automatics, and they kept reloading their magazines. So criminals often... being multiple people at once, if you're someone with a limited capacity weapon, it's going to be a problem. But handguns can be used, as you see here with an ambush on cops. This is the most illogical argument and shows you transparently the immediate pivot to gun control. We need to ban assault weapons. He didn't use an assault weapon. We need to ban high-capacity magazines. They've already done in California where the shooting happened. I pooped!
Right. And by the way, this pesky little thing that criminals tend not to obey laws anyway.
Yeah.
So
this law wouldn't, you know, do anything.
Also, Los Angeles cut funding by $150 million.
They expect better results.
They expect better results.
They do, yes. Work out for them.
As we all do.
You know, you're going to have to crack a few eggs. In this case, kill sheriffs.
Yeah.
I'm serious. These people, you know what? Why do these lives not matter at this point?
Right. Of course.
And also, shouldn't that, did it have bulletproof glass? Do they all have bulletproof glass?
I thought their windows were down. I don't know.
Oh, were they down?
I couldn't tell.
That they have bulletproof glass.
That's too expensive.
Well, we need to reduce the funding and have them go out in the kit car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think there's, I think cool in most police vehicles, the side windows are not bulletproof. One, there's the angle. Two, how thick it can be on the side. And working the mechanisms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
and
so.
And after the budget's cut, they're going to get golf carts.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and instead of like armor, you know, proof vest, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Armor plated vest, they're going to get they're going to get the cardboard, I think. It's going to be spray painted like
those
metallic.
Bird scooters.
Yeah. hope you can get away.
Which I will say, probably the most bold people I can think of are the motorcycle cops. When I was in Los Angeles, I used to use the Kawasaki. Someone can let me know it was a motorcycle guy. I think it was the Kawasaki 1100. And I was just sitting there going, man, if I'm some kind of a gang member who doesn't want to get pulled over. And he's like, tink.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
So those guys were incredible drivers. They had to re-up their driver's license, re-up their testing. Huh. And can you imagine being on a high-speed chase as a police officer on a motorcycle and going 90 down the 405?
It's kind of badass.
You know, compare that with those bicycle police.
Well, look, on chips, they did just fine, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, he can move his hair.
They did. Well, the glasses, those were, I think, the key element.
That's true.
Anyway, let me know what you think. I think this is an absolute tragedy, and of course, people have been emboldened to shoot officers. So we've just gone through two very clear examples where officers had their lives in danger. And here's, I'm not just talking about is the shooting justified or not, or is some kind of a punishment justified. I'm talking about why don't we care about the lives of these people?
Yeah.
I thought after the Dallas shooting, we'd go, you know what? They have a tough job. It is amazing, just like when you call Trump supporters Nazis and it makes it okay to shoot them, execute them in the street, or just punch them in the face, right? Everyone's a Nazi. When you say that police officers, all police officers are part of an inherently racist, white supremacist, systemic racist system, it makes it justifiable to commit all these. We're seeing the fruits of it. We are seeing people justify actions that Americans would have thought completely unfathomable. So if you actually buy this idea that your only hope to stop climate change is to vote Joe Biden, well, guess what? Your only hope to try and put an end to this lawlessness is to vote for the guy who's actually called it out.
Yeah. Exactly. And basically, they're going to turn this guy into a martyr. And I just want to tell you, like, CNN, I've been watching all morning. Zero mentions of this so far. Zero.
Zero mentions. Well, right now they're talking about the NFL teams honoring George Floyd. There you go.
Right.
Wonder how many people, by blowing a giant horn?
Wonder how many. Yeah, apparently it was a wazzle-woozle from a Dr. Seuss book. How many people who work security there? How many police officers there do you think have been in this situation who almost didn't come home that night? Do you think any of those NFL players walk up to them and go, "Hey, man, thanks. I get that I have a multi-million-dollar contract, and I go out there, I get all the glory, but I wouldn't be able to do this safely if not for you actually guarding people from the stands, preventing from walking on. Not just to mention naked streakers, which is kind of gross, but people who could want to, you know, live in my basement like stalkers from David Letterman. Thank you, officers. How often do you think they give them a pat in the back and appreciate it? Because I tell you what, we do it all the time. All the time when we have any security who goes out there. And even when we had police officers who refused to show up when we were in Illinois to be paid overtime because of the union issue there. When we did have private security showed up, we said, thank you. We wouldn't be able to do this without you.
Exactly.
You're going out there and taking a stand for George Floyd. How about you just start thanking a cop? Because guess what? Not only do they often not get to go home at night, and I don't just mean dead, they might end up in the ICU, but they also know that even if they take the actions necessary to protect the would-be rape victim and themselves from a man screaming with a knife like he's in the Revenant, that they're going to be on the nightly news unless the body cam footage is released right away and their reputation is ruined for years to come. Yeah. So thank a cop every now and then. Thank the good cops. We always say there are bad cops, there are good cops. Thank a good cop. If someone pulls you over, you're given a speeding ticket, don't give them a hard time. Say, hey, thank you for being cordial and take your ticket. Go on your merry way. All right, we have to actually do a live read here for Black Rifle Coffee. Even Brendan, get your ass in here. We're going to be reading your chat also for Mug Club exclusive at letterwithcutter.com/mugclub after this. Where is Brendan?
Brendan's here.
All right, Brendan. Hey. Come on in. Let's have Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah, Black Rifle Coffee.
The promo code, of course, is Crowder at blackriflecoffee.com/Crowder. This is
Brendan,
your copy.
Did you bring the coffee?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Here, you know
use
what?
That, use that one there, right there.
Yeah, let's use that. Okay.
Okay, Black Rifle Coffee.
You seem nervous, Brendan.
Why would I be nervous?
Yeah, no one's going to hurt you, Brendan. That was a one-time thing.
I mean,
yeah,
Black Rifle Coffee.
They're overreacting.
Company is continually committed to supporting...
Oh, we're fine.
Law enforcement and first responder causes with the company's Buy a Bag, Give a Bag campaign.
That's great.
Where did he go with that?
They make sure to give the gift of America's coffee to deployed troops around the globe.
Okay, that's enough. Give me the coffee. Did you go to play it against
sports?
That
sounds like a great program.
Those pads,
you got a lot of apparatus going on.
Those pads reek. I want you out of my studio. No one's going to shoot you today, Brendan.
Today.
For crying out loud.
Also, that's the worst face protection you could have.
It is the absolute worst. Yeah. It's almost like it just guides the BB into it.
Yeah.
Like one of those little maze toys you get in a Cracker Jacks box. Like it would just guide the BB into his eye.
Yeah.
LottoCrowder.com/mugclub and BlackRifleCoffee.com/Crowder promo code is Crowder. You get $20 off. Brendan doesn't know.
20% off.
20% off. I was confused by the goalie pads. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know anything.
He's distracted.
He doesn't drink coffee because he's from a rural area of Wisconsin where he would drive 2 hours for a Chick-fil-A.
I feel sorry for him.
Oh, that's too bad. That's actually
I don't feel
well
sorry
spent.
For him. He made his bed. And I think I'm pretty sure he had those goalie pads on the wrong legs.
Did he really?
He should know. He's up there. He's up
Patrick
the north.
Roy, he is not.
No,
okay.
He's not.
Speaking of Joe Biden, we're also going to be talking about cuties. this
Please
is just
no.
really quickly. The guy who doesn't know anything about gun laws also is being busted recently. Been busted multiple times for using a teleprompter. Which, you know, listen, you do have to be prepared, and you take any edge you can get when you're going into the hard-hitting territory of James Corden. This guy's going to stare down Putin.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He soils his
Where's the prompter?
With the lesser from Cats.
The guy from the Carpool Karaoke. Hey, he can't handle that.
He's going to single-handedly put out the fires, though.
I tell you what, I have always, and I used to get crap from conservatives. Jon Stewart I always thought was funny. Stephen Colbert was really funny doing his character. Yeah. Bill Maher had some kind of funny stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I always thought David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, they can be funny. But the new breed, the Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee, and James Corden, I honestly, like, it almost seems like when people were, I'm trying to think. Comedians who sucked, who didn't believe in themselves, they would try and find the crappiest opener, and you could see it. Like, I would try and find the best opener I possibly could. Openers ended up being on Last Comic Standing. You would find comics who would get a crappy opener because they just don't want anyone to see how I feel like that's what the networks are doing with Trevor Noah and James Corden. They're going, let's get a mediocre middler so that they can just become a puppet and say whatever we want them to say. They can't come in and ask for too much money, which we don't have anymore because no one's watching our shows. It's the only explanation I can have for someone who is fat, uneducated, and unfunny. But still, Joe Biden had to not prepare, but have his prompter at the ready. Oh. We have videographic evidence. Here it is.
So I have so many incredible, incredible, incredible pictures, including one here that may be too heavy to lift up. But this is one of my favorite pictures. It's a picture of me and my two boys when they were in high school, when they were in college.
Oh, which one's the one having sex with the other's wife? Okay.
Hey. Oh, there it is.
So many things wrong with this. Keep that up there. One of those sons is having sex with the other son's wife, I believe. And why would that picture be too heavy to pick up? Unless it's made of solid brass / mercury. I have no idea. Yeah. And not only is he dumb enough to require a prompter, he's dumb enough to not realize the basic concept of reflection.
Yeah. And it's totally fine if he just has a monitor there, so that he can see himself and he can see who he's talking to, but there were words and there was highlighting going down.
He also
means
like
he was
looks
making
around.
Progress.
He looks around forever. and he pulls out a massive post, like a big giant.
Yeah, I thought he was
picture.
Looking for a photo, and like maybe he was like under his papers or something.
Yeah, like
how
do you not
like,
see that?
Oh, this 4x6 mural. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it
like,
is. Okay.
Well, and it's just like, Joe, everybody thinks you're weak. So when you lift this picture, make sure you say how heavy it is first. That it's almost impossible for a normal man to lift it,
like
and then
Mr.
lift it
Burns.
Carefree right down.
And then we're gonna pan and have a carnival barker who guesses weight, saying, "My, that old man is fit as a fiddle."
Exactly.
It's gonna work. Like, this is gonna work really well. It's gonna improve the optics where everyone thinks that you're a demented old pants pooping circus monkey. So here's the thing. This isn't a lone incident. People need to understand this. And this is I seriously have a problem for this. I don't know if right now we can do a reflection. There's nothing on prompter right there. You can see. I'll show you right here. I just have clips, so I know exactly which clip I'm going to.
Yeah.
There is no prompter, and I have no problem with people who use prompter. I've had to use it sometimes if I have an interview, and in Bill's like my half Asian lawyer's like, make sure you don't get this wrong. So I go, what is the statute of? But I'm concerned when this man is running for president, and it's a continual problem. Here's another clip of him with a prompter.
And in addition
look
to
at
that,
his hand. Watch.
What?
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. The president must use the Defense Production Act.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Let me go to the second thing. Oh, is that because the first thing has already gone up? It's like Mario. He scrolled. He also doesn't understand that he can scroll back. He thinks once he scrolls, the world no longer exists.
It's gone. Look, if
you're giving a speech and you want to have a prompter, like you said, you want to have a couple of key dates and facts written down so that you're accurate on what you say, that's fine. But when people are asking you questions...
Oh, it's even worse. Let me show the next clip, and then we'll talk about it more. Here's another clip where when people are already asking pre-written questions, which really the reason you do that is so you don't need a prompter, you know?
Yeah, you think.
Hey, you know what?
No.
I don't want to be caught using a prompter, so I'm going to script a question. And Joe Biden's like, how about we do both? Like, well, for you, that's that's prudent.
Yeah, it's probably.
Here's a clip.
And I would like to know, what will your administration do to help them give them that chance?
She's reading.
Thank you.
Move it up here.
Let's move it up here.
I need my answers given to me.
No, I was just watching the Jeffersons and I have it stuck in my head. We're moving on up to the
oh gosh.
In the sky.
And this is what really bothers me. I have always said this, that you will never see him debate Donald Trump on stage. And I said, you know what? Maybe with a Zoom call. Why? Because he can have his prompter. And you know what?
Yep.
That is an unfair handicap given to Joe Biden. Because you can level any criticism that you want against Donald Trump. Most of them, many of them are valid. Not from the leftist media, but I mean from conservatives out there who actually have some valid criticisms. But not being able to go off book or be on his feet is not one of them. The problem that people have is like, why won't he just stick to the script? Whereas Joe Biden has showcased that he is completely incapable of doing it without a script. So if they do any kind of a debate, this would be a huge advantage, again, to try and tip the scale so that Biden seems like anything other than the demented old pants pooping circus monkey that he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even when he had two brain cells to rub together, they were like, don't go off script because he might say something racist or insane.
Which he did in the which he did frequently in 2008 and 2012 whenever they were going into office. I don't know why we expect anything different. And seriously, like a pre-recorded question, you have every opportunity to go through this and go, that girl asked a question about this. Here are my three or four things that I want to hit. Go through it. And the thing you do when it comes is you're like, okay, go ahead and scroll up, guys, so I know what to say.
Move it on up here.
Come on.
Move it on up. You move it up when I say to move it up. And I'm saying to move prompter up.
We're live?
No. I don't use... I'm telling them that I just told them to shut off prompter because I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't love it. All right. Well, can you answer the question?
I'll go on to the next thing.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we're going to get to a point where it's like, hello, my name is...
Joe Biden.
Yeah. I'm running for...
It's sad.
My life.
Of course it is.
Why are none of his family members saying? Yeah, I mean, they're so too busy collecting money for oil companies and having sex with each other's wives.
Yes.
That I guess they just can't say, hey, Dad, you know what? Maybe time to pack it in.
Yeah.
Anyone
they
else
need to get a,
when
a
he
home
can't
nurse.
Even, yeah, he can't even vamp and say, like, thank you so much for your question. You know, really,
easy
this is
stuff.
An important issue. Like, that kind of
waiting
vamping.
For something to change.
Just say,
you know,
okay, look, I'll give you just some, you just take from option column A, column B, column C, anyone, feed me a political question, and I will give you a non-answer answer that Joe Biden could do. Ask me anything. I'm Joe Biden.
What was the score of the Cowboys game last night?
Well, you know what? I appreciate you taking the time to ask the question in these turbulent times. And people like you, the working class, are the backbone of America. And while I don't know the score to that game, and then bridge to whatever it is. Only he can't bridge to anything because in his mind, it's a bridge to nowhere all the time. Today.
It's a bridge too far every time.
You know what becomes very concerning is what is he going to do in an international summit? What is he going to do when he's in a room with a leader who is 20 or 30 years his junior and 50 years more mentally capable than him?
Sniffer than poop.
Maybe. I mean, that's like that's a great, like, you know, with Donald Trump, right? One of the criticisms is that when he gets off script, he gets real pro-America, right? Yeah.
Which, that's terrible.
Yeah, he gets a little harsh, you know, maybe he gets a little insulty, but ultimately, what's our issue here? But then when you have a Joe Biden where he's just going, yeah, that sounds great. No. Here, look. I got this briefcase. It's attached to me. I don't know what it's for. You want it? I don't know what's in it. They say it's important, but you could just have it.
Yeah, I don't know what's in it.
Just hold this for me.
I don't know. Hold on a second. It keeps making a ticking sound after I punch in these numbers. Boop, boop. They told me 1, 2, 3, 4 was something I could easily remember. Boop, boop, boop. But then somebody calls me in Russian. What are you talking about, Joe Biden? I'm a little distracted by the shit in my pants.
It's a little squishy right now. You know what should have happened? I mean, really, we don't want to be talking.
Home?
Yeah, no, we don't want to be talking about this right now. What the Democrats should have done in the primaries is somebody should have said, hey, stop. This guy cannot do this job. We are going to put him out there and he is going to fall apart in front of people. They should have done the humane thing and said, Joe, this is just your time is done. Just move on. And it would have been fine. But now you've put him out in front of the world and said he's completely competent. And that forces us to show you day in and day out that he's not.
The humane thing would be to put him next to Brown and Rich, Scott Rich in the deep freezer. All right. Let's move on.
Put him on the wall right there.
Let's move on to, speaking of whatever, cuties.
Nice segue.
We talked about it last week, but oh my God. When people talk about this country turning into a land of degenerates, and we're going to, after this, take your chat and show the Hodge twins, by the way, jiu-jitsu, a whole segment for Mug Club members only. Yeah. Okay, I have covered crappy media for a very long time, but seldom am I at a loss for words. And let's first show to set this up. You know, Brian Stelter has always argued, here's my problem with Stelter and Cuomo and even Tapper. I don't have a problem with Rachel Maddow. I have to reiterate this because sometimes people don't understand. They go, why don't you go after Maddow or O'Donnell? Here's why. I almost said Chris O'Donnell from Batman and Robin.
You could go after both, really.
Lawrence O'Donnell is the hammer guy.
It's a crime all in of
Chris O'Donnell was the one who had a fling with Alicia Silverstone. What happened to her? Mm. I don't know.
Don't ask.
Oh, sorry. I thought something was relevant on CNN. It's not, because they want to avoid the riots and ambush of the LAPD.
What's about the Big Ten? I'm good with it.
Brian Stelter, Chris Cuomo, these guys, they still maintain that they are journalists. They say, we are going after the facts, and we will call the powerful to the mat, and we will speak to the issues that matter. We are unbiased. We are truthful. That is why they bother me so much, because here is something. Child pornography, one could argue, is a layup.
Should be.
Like, if there's one thing you should be anti, that both the left and the right, child pornography would be at the top of that list, especially when you consider the fact that Brian Stelter has openly talked about. Here's a montage of how objective and truthful this program is.
I tell you what, we are in a truth emergency right now. Of course, news outlets make mistakes. Of course, politicians make mistakes. The dividing line is between those who seek the truth and try to avoid mistakes and try to learn from them.
And us.
Versus those who don't give a rat's arse about the truth.
Oh. Nice.
And don't cop to mistakes and they just lie their way through life. So what's the role of the press in this broken environment? In part, our role is to keep collecting facts, all of the facts, so that citizens can make up their own minds. But I think it's also our role to stand up for decency and morality.
Really?
Especially if others won't.
Decency and morality. Would an 11-year-old tits qualify, Mr. Stelter? I know, not really an 11-year-old's, but just, you know, just supposed to be, so that pedophiles at home on Netflix creates the illusion. Like my thumb, right?
Ooh.
It's like that, only with an 11-year-old's tits. It's not real, but it's meant to be titillating for pedophiles. So, this is what's interesting. Last week, our number one segment was on Cuties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, everyone copied our title where we said Cuties
it was
is
a big
released
story
and it's worse
around?
Than you thought. And it was the same title everywhere else, which I don't care about. I'm glad, though, that the word is getting out about Cuties and yeah. just how awful
it's
it disgusting. Truly is. I wasn't able to watch all of it because I don't feel that I need to at this point. And I'm a big believer in portraying reality so that people know what they're talking about. But at a certain point, it's like, listen, there's no argument that makes it acceptable to even show simulated sexual undulating from 9 to 11-year-olds. It's just morally reprehensible. But it was the biggest story anywhere, Cuties. Yeah. It was so big, as a matter of fact, that we have Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, Jim Banks, and Ted Cruz sent a letter to the Attorney General, Bill Barr, asking them to investigate. So there's a call right now to investigate whether Netflix, its executives, or filmmakers violated any federal laws against production and distribution of child pornography. Now, here's what was amazing. Yes. I watched all day Sunday, all morning Sunday, CNN. Yeah. Brian Stelter did an interview with the founder and CEO of Netflix.
Oh.
He just talked to, we just showed you. It's our job to gather the facts, let the citizens make the, there was not one question about Cuties. Can you think of any other story from Netflix recently?
Nothing.
What, Hillary Swank's away? She hasn't been relevant since she taped her titties down to play a boy. The old boys don't cry, titless wonder, give her an Oscar. Since then, nobody cares. So the point is, Cuties is the story from Netflix, and Brian Stelter asked nothing. His argument was, well, you know what? It was pre-taped. Well, guess what? Cuties was a story still even a few days ago.
A week earlier? Yeah, exactly.
He should, at that point, because before it had been released, he could have said, well, you know what? People are really worried about this release of Cuties because the number one trends for weeks were, hey, this could be a violation of child pornography.
The poster came out
instead, he didn't
ago.
Ask. But even worse than that is Poppy Harlow, who is very fetching, I will give her that, did an interview the next day, I guess, after the pre-tape. She didn't ask about Cuties. So two interviews from CNN, the bastion of truth. Facts first is their slogan. Not a single question about the show that has actually spurred demands for an investigation into child pornography distribution and violation of laws.
And their stocks just plummeted. Like,
whether you think it is
that?
Or not, and we'll ask Bill where he can explain to us where he lines up. Yeah. Enough viewers think it's an issue.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, this is at the same time that Governor Gavin Newsom just signed a bill into law where they lowered sex penalties for sex offenders with who abuse minors. So this is California. Yeah. Like, we said slippery slope. There's no more slope anymore. It's look behind you. The slope was slippery, and now it's eroded.
It's gone.
It's completely
I think
gone.
It's just a cliff at this point. Yeah. Just straight to
No, there's no more cliff. Now the cliff, it's moved just down like in Tremors.
Oh.
Ah.
So, okay, so this is, I want to know where you guys line up, because I don't want to send, I try and avoid sensationalizing. Cuties made me sick to my stomach to watch it. That's why we had Brendan and Bryce twerk for you, because I was like, I can't show it.
No, you can't do that. And I saw it, unfortunately, some of those.
You watched the whole thing?
No. Some people were sending out clips initially, and then they were like, this is a bad idea to send out clips, which was absolutely right. Don't send out clips.
I told you not to let Joe Biden DM you.
It was Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
A couple things. One, so there, without question, like looking at the content of the movie and the description of it and the way that it's been portrayed is without question, we've crossed a moral line. And so then you get to the question of the legal line, right?
Right.
So a couple points. First of all, a lot of folks are like, well, you know, I looking for child porn law and I can't find a law that says child porn. That's because it's more accurately described, and the word they actually use is CSAM. Child sexual abuse material.
Mm.
Because any act of filming a child in any of these types of situation is an act of abuse, and circulating that material is another form of child sexual abuse. So I actually appreciate that word is used, because there could be pornography that is legal, and there's all child pornography, however that term, it's not a legal term, but however that term is used, definitely bad.
Right.
The reason we use a specific term is because it's bad. Because
it's also broader than just pornography that would be
absolutely.
Because it gives us more protection of minors, as opposed to, for example, with pornography, if there's no consent, obviously that's illegal if there's an abuse of other laws. But you're saying with this, it's broad enough that any depiction of sexual activity.
Well, and the whole point is because a child cannot consent, right? Because of the idea that...
Well, hormone blockers, but that's another day,
Right. I mean, we could just change their entire biological makeup and it's totally fine. But, but separate and apart from the definition of the word CSAM, it's the question of, you know, people often ask, and actually the NCMEC, which is the National Center for Missing and Endangered Children, you know, they often get questioned, federal authorities get a question like, oh man, like my parents took a photo of me when I was like in the bathtub or like as a very young kid, right?
Right.
And yeah. So there's one set of categories of when you're actually engaged in sexual acts, no question, very, you know, always bad, no yeah. question at all. Then there's this question of how do you have a test that decides when material is lascivious enough, is usually the word used in most state mm-hmm. and in the federal statutes, to decide is this depiction intended to be sexual? Is it yeah. intended to be erotic? Is it intended to?
I would think cheeky shorts and sports bras with girls rubbing their groin would suffice, but that's yeah. opinion.
And that's why when you look at the context and how it's presented, that's really where the main problem, regardless of whether it actually crosses the legal threshold of child pornography or CSAM, in those particular issues, is the question of is this the kind of thing that we are encouraging children to engage in sexual materials? Now, I know what the rebuttals have been, right? The rebuttals mm. have been, well, it's actually a critique of that. It's actually saying we don't think that these young women should be doing it, so we showed a bunch of it. Oh, but don't worry, the parents were horrified when they watched it. Something, you know.
Okay.
But you know,
casting call.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. No. This is like during the actual film. So
Yeah.
But a point, Quarter Black made this point earlier before the show is, remember, you mentioned this in the very first show on Cuties when you said 650, and the director said, oh, she was 651. Right. What? Where is the film of the 650?
You mean people who auditioned?
Of the people who auditioned.
Yeah.
Where are all the back films of all these different folks?
And yeah, how do you audition for this?
Yeah.
Do they just sit you down and go like, what are your measurements? And she goes, I don't know. I wear small from Kid Gap. Like, she's Noelle McPherson.
I mean, slap it a couple times, though.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah, exactly. Can you please twerk
for
us?
So you think that there, I don't think this is political grandstanding. It seems like there's enough there to at least have some kind of an investigation.
Absolutely. Yes. I think the investigation is warranted. I don't think that they, you know, in the face of the initial questions, it shouldn't have been, oh, it's fine, it's art. It should have been, let us demonstrate exactly how mm-hmm. we took every step possible to prevent this even coming close to the line of being.
And I tell you what, I'm really worried when we talk about slippery slope. It's obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if you can bring this up, Gibbon. I don't think people will question me, and this is a well-known story. He was stopped when he was coming into the country with bodybuilding magazines because of women in, you know, bikinis and thongs, and that was seen as pornography. That was seen as you and Johnny Cochran put it, lascivious, outrageous. So that was seen as lascivious enough where it was a problem.
Yeah.
And now we've obviously changed where basically what would once be considered hardcore pornography is an advertisement for lingerie where you can just find up walking through the mall or on a billboard mm-hmm. for, you know, Once Upon a Time American Apparel. And I don't want to see that eroding of the standard with children.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want people to go, like you see with that Slate article going, oh, this is from QAnon, faux outrage reactionaries from the right. You know what? A 9-year-old girl rubbing her reproductive organs on camera in cheeky shorts. Yep, I'm reactionary. Yep. Because if that's my daughter, I'm strangling the director. So I also have a problem. I want to look into what these parents, I can't believe that they would subject them to that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see that ball get moved at all. I think it's too far in the fact that this film was released in any capacity. So I want to be crystal clear about this. When we talk about protecting the most vulnerable among us, and this is true, with the left, they don't believe that. They always end up victimizing the most vulnerable among us. Let's look at COVID. We are taking the exact wrong tack with COVID if we want to protect old people. What are we doing? Right. We're locking everybody down so that at some point it doesn't stop the virus. When we go back out, old people will be just as at risk and more of them will die, granted, in between now and then if we're in states where Governor Whitmer or Cuomo has sent young people into nursing homes. But the exact wrong strategy to protect the most vulnerable among us, the sick and the old. What should we do? We should go on with our lives and society and help older people and sick people stay home. But because we need to politically grandstand, because we need to go out there with the optics and say, hey, look, we flattened the curve, we're going to put older people at risk. Right now, when we talk about women of color, right? Women of color, me too. Well, we are doing the exact wrong thing when you demonize officers who are responding to calls of either serial rapists or sexual abusers or people, like we talked about today in Lancaster, currently with a knife abusing this woman. Yeah. Yeah. When a woman of color calls 2-3 times in a row and the police officers defend that woman who can't defend herself by force, using force, and then you say, we need to defund the police. So what are we doing? We are putting people in minority communities most at risk through that policy. Same thing right now when we're looking at children, when we talk about pornography laws and we talk about artistic license. Well, you know what, conservatives, this is the problem, is when you don't teach sex ed, guess what? They go out and all of a sudden they're like a kid in a candy shop. Well, you know what? Maybe once upon a time that was a valid argument, but now you have kids twerking and humping couches at 9 years old, and you're distributing it to people who could be God knows how old on the world's biggest multimedia platform, and the media doesn't make you answer for it at all. This false culture of victimhood always creates more real victims, or at the very least ends up damaging those who live in a real victimhood realm more than you could possibly imagine. You think this is going to help kids? Kids can't go back to school even though they're almost entirely immune to COVID. Hey, how do you feel about humping that BOSU ball?
And if they really were trying to do a critique, they did a bad job of it, but biggest reason is they forgot to critique during the film.
Well, all of the journalists, like Scott Mendelsohn.
They can't, because that would be seen as sexually repressing young women. They can't do it. They can't say young women shouldn't twerk on couches. Yeah. Young girls, we shouldn't be simulating young girl breasts. They can't, because they've demonized anyone who believes in any sort of modesty as sexually repressing.
What I was saying, Scott Mendelsohn from Forbes, he's the film writer, journalist there. He said, everybody, just go watch it. Go watch it. You're talking about it before you watched it. I don't need to watch it to know that it's child porn. Yeah. I saw the poster. That's enough.
He said, everybody poster, just go watch it. And Joe Biden said, hey, shut up. I'm watching cuties.
So, one thing I definitely want to say is that regardless of whether or not the actual images turn out to be of adults versus minors, or whether or not, you know, cheeky pants or sexually suggestive dancing actually crosses the existing specific statutes that we have, right? Remember, civil case, here's a statute, criminal case, it's even higher,
right?
For a reason, because you're putting people in jail and you're endangering their lives once they have committed a crime and they're convicted. But what we can't do, and what certainly there's no question that the left is knowingly doing, is saying, no, they didn't go that far. It's not actually child porn, but while ignoring the entirety of the part that is undisputed, is that you have put hundreds of young ladies through these auditions, ultimately focusing on four or five that are actually in the film itself, focusing on them and their sexual suggestiveness. Just, you know, you've been involved in media for a long time. We're involved here as well. The amount of time that has to go into filming something and producing it, how many takes were done? How many times were folks just like, hey, let's just hang out and we're just going to take some photos back here. No big deal. And this is where it comes to the issue of the entire industry itself and focusing on it, not saying anything about the protections that are being needed for children. Why do you think Kevin Spacey got away with what he was able to do?
Yeah.
Why do you think Harvey Weinstein was able to get away with that? Grooming. Yep. This is what it is. It's normalizing the type of
and
behavior
it's an industry where
without protection.
Rife with accusations of pedophilia. Absolutely. By the way, this is not something that you could see happen anywhere else in the country. Go to any Tierra girl talent show, whatever they call them. Beauty pageants, whatever they call them, if you find anything even remotely similar to this. You can go anywhere in the country, and nowhere will you have an entire room full of people where you would screen cuties and not get a complaint. That's also what's concerning.
Right,
is this was given an award at a festival. It went through the production process, the green light process, the distribution process at Netflix. Even after the poster created backlash and they changed it, there wasn't anyone in all of Netflix. This is so commonplace in the entertainment industry that all of them said, you know what? People just think this is going to be something it isn't. Once they see that it's just girls in booty shorts and sports bras and simulated 11-year-old breasts twerking and grinding their privates on each other, they're not going to have a problem with this. No one there said, wait, objection. That's what's so concerning.
Right.
Do not send your children into this industry, parents. That's also an important message here.
Yeah.
They chew them up and spit them out. They eat them alive. What we've seen is enough. It's unacceptable. I don't want that line to be moved. It needs to be moved back. All right, we are going to have to go exclusively here to the Mug Club for those who are not yet members. LotteryWithCrowder.com/Mug Club. $69 for students, veterans, active military. We're going to do a whole other 45 minutes of the show right now. Teach the Hodge Twins Jiu-Jitsu and read your chat. But YouTube, you must. I pooped. Piss off.